your job, I'm gonna go very slow.
Okay? I'm gonna go slow and you've never seen me go before. And if this thing don't act right, I'm just talking out. You will not stop me.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Listen. Your job is to stop seeking for love. See how it's deadly when it's slow. You're being asked to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against love.
So I'm gonna stop right there because I want to hear that. Would you like to hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
We are not to seek for love. We're not to seek for love. We're to be seeking and finding every block you have built inside of yourself against your abundance. Stop seeking for the abundance. You read enough abundance books. You've affirmed enough. So the book is saying, don't seek for love. Your job isn't to seek for love. Your job is to seek and find everything inside of yourself that you're using to keep you away from it. Take a breath. It is not necessary to seek for what is true. You don't have to search for what is true, but you do and should seek for what is false. That's deep. You don't have to try to find what's true. What you need to find is what's false. Because what's false is the barrier you have built against love and everything you want inside yourself. So I'm no longer seeking out here for love. What I'm doing is I'm trying to find everything inside myself that's keeping me from having it. I'm not seeking abundance out here anymore. I'm trying to find and I'm seeking for anything inside of myself that blocks it. So we're no longer seeking out anymore. We are seeking in. And we're not just seeking in, looking for what's true. Give up your truth search. Yes. Haven't you noticed you haven't succeeded?
Yes.
How do I know? Because at the point that you succeed, you are in joy. Okay, here's the cool part. We're great at finding the false.
Yeah.
We are great at finding the false. So he says it's not necessary to seek for what's true, but it is necessary to seek for what's false. Every illusion is an illusion of fear, whatever form it takes. And the Course describes an illusion as a false idea that you want to be true so bad you make it true for you. Okay, I'll say it again. An illusion is any idea you have that's not true, but you want it to be true so bad you make it true. And the Course says whenever you're dealing with something that you want so bad that's not true that you're trying to make true, it says that you will feel fear. So whenever a person says they're feeling afraid, they're saying, I am now feeling a false idea that I want to be true so bad I'm making it true. You know, it's like I think I don't have no money. And I think I'm broke, you know. That's a false idea that I want to be true so bad that I make it true. Now, the question that slows the whole process of awakening up is this question. Is this question? So even on this question right here. This question right here. This is the perfect microphone. It never ever runs out of battery. It's whatever volume I feel like being at. It's one with me. The Course said the way that you end up in hell is you remember not to laugh. I was just about to have a good time. I caught myself. I was just about to laugh at what he said. Ooh, I'm so glad I caught myself. I remember not to laugh. Yeah. So the reality of unhappiness is the reality that you end up in when you remember not to laugh. But that's going to be the easiest part of your life when you see how big of a joke it is. It's a joke. It's a joke to ever believe that you could ever be in any danger. It's a sign of total forgiveness of our divine identity. The first thing you're going to do when you realize who you are is you're going to laugh a gut-wrenching laugh about your life. You're going to think it's the biggest joke of all that you could have ever possibly thought that you deserved as little as you gave yourself. Because you come to realize you deserve all that is. So it won't be like a guilty laugh or I was a pitiful kind of laugh. It's just going to be, you will be laughing at the absurdity of you thinking that you could possibly come up with an idea that was faintly good enough for something as wonderful as you. You give up trying to think loving thoughts because you know you can never think of anything loving enough to begin to describe how loving and beautiful you are. So you give up the whole thing of trying to make your own happiness. You wouldn't even begin to hate yourself so much as to limit yourself to the happiness you can come up with when your life is a reflection of that right now. This is your greatest accomplishment of happiness. You just want to take the clothes off. See, some of you may have felt guilt or fear just by hearing me say that. That was an illusion. That was you wanting to make the false idea that that was something to be afraid of true, to the extent that you made it true for you. And then you felt uncomfortable. Isn't that cool? One of the ways you know everything is neutral is that some people will be unhappy about something they've heard and somebody else will be happy. So you know whatever you received was neutral. But you were the one who did not keep it neutral. Mm-hmm. So everything I'm saying is neutral. Mm-hmm. You're determining everything about the value of everything I'm saying to you. And when you know that, you are totally free from the encumbering thoughts of others. You are so thankful that you do not have conscious telepathic ability. It's unbelievable. You will become so glad that you don't have to listen to nobody else's thoughts that you'll fall down on your knees in gratitude. You'll go, my God, I'm no longer ruled by the encumbering thoughts of other people. Yeah. Because I know that everybody's responsible for their thoughts. And I know that everybody has the ability to interpret whatever I say in a way that they could give themselves peace about it if they wanted to. So I know I'm never upsetting anybody. They're just upsetting themselves by what they're telling themselves.